In this presentation, we'll introduce Report Builder 3.0. We'll look at working with Report Builder 3.0 with regards to creating reports and creating shared data sets. And then finally, we'll take a look at working with report paths. Report Builder 3.0 was introduced with SQL Server 2008 R2, and it extends the reach of report writing to end users. For those that are familiar with Report Designer that is hosted inside Visual Studio or SQL Server Business Intelligence Development Studio, its design functionality is almost identical. However, it does include additional features. For example, support for using shared data sources and shared data sets, easy-to-use wizards for defining data regions, support for directly opening and editing published reports, and Report Part Gallery for browsing and introducing published report parts. It can be installed on the client, or it may be deployed and installed from the report server via ClickOnce deployment. So a quick glance at the authoring tools. Report Designer has been available since the beginning of reporting services with its first release in 2000, and then we see the addition of Report Builder that was introduced in 2005 and has remained current since the 2008 and 2008 R2 releases. Appreciate that Report Builder is exclusively for designing interactive reports, typically for ad hoc reporting purposes, based on report models, and we do not cover it in this presentation. Report Builder 2.0 was introduced as a standalone, rich Windows client for authoring reports, and it came with SQL Server 2008. What we can now appreciate is that Report Builder has been named Report Builder 1, just to differentiate it from the Report Builder 2 product that was introduced in 2008. And then we introduced Report Builder 3.0, which is then the evolution of Report Builder 2.0, by being the 2008 R2 equivalent of what we had in the prior release. So working with Report Builder 3, the design environment supports opening saved reports, creating new reports, previewing reports, publishing report parts, creating shared datasets, browsing and introducing published report parts, and managing its options. Unlike the Report Designer experience, only one report or dataset can be designed at a time, and when saved, it is saved directly to the connected report server. By default, when you launch Report Builder 3.0, it launches the Getting Started dialog box automatically, which then prompts the user to create a report using wizards or perhaps a blank report, to create a shared data set, or to open a saved report from the server. The designer resources. Well, Report Builder delivers two design modes. There's the report design mode and the shared data set design mode. And in report design mode, the designer resources include a ribbon to provide access to the functionality and resources, a report data pane, grouping pane, properties window, and a ruler to help align report items. In shared dataset design mode, the designer resources include a ribbon to connect to a shared data source and functionality to design and test the dataset query. In Report Design mode, the ribbon consists of a Home tab that provides report preview, clipboard functionality, and font, paragraph, border, number, and alignment functionality. The Insert tab essentially is your toolbox and enables the introduction of report items, including report parts and managing report headers and footers. And then finally, the View tab, it's quite simplistic, enables the showing or hiding of the designer resources, such as the report data pane, properties window, grouping pane, and ruler. In the shared dataset design mode, there's only one tab on the ribbon. The Home tab provides the data source connection functionality, dataset options, and the query design functionality. The report data pane, it's there by default, is used to introduce built-in fields into expressions. So for example, report name, page number, execution time, can be dragged into the report design to create a text box that consists of an expression based on the field. It can create and manage report parameters that are typically used to collect values from the user, images, data sources, and data sets. To create new resources, there is a new button at the top left corner, and you can click it. My preferred approach is you simply right-click the folder, and then you'll be prompted with a context menu to create that type of resource. The grouping pane is used to configure groups for the Tablix data region, which in its variations consists of table, matrix, and list. There is an advanced mode button that allows you to configure complex Tablix designs. The properties window is used to configure properties for the selected item within the report designer. And for convenience, properties can be categorized by group or sorted alphabetically. And you'll see that here in the top portion of the property window. The property pages launches a dialog box that can be launched by clicking this button, and that may well provide a more user-friendly approach, very much like Office, that we have these dialog boxes that open up to allow us to configure the selected item. For the target audience of Report Builder 3.0, they might find this properties window that would be familiar to developers too complex to locate the property and configure, and so the dialog boxes could be a more convenient approach to do this. This window is not visible by default. You need to go to the View Ribbon tab and then enable showing this window. The Report Builder options available from the top left corner, which I call the Report Builder button, allows you to configure the report server location, the folder to publish report parts, and some other minor configurations. So creating reports, the convenient way to do this is to use the Getting Started dialog box to create a blank report or to produce a report based off a wizard. And the wizard process involves the following steps: the creation or selection of a data set to retrieve your data, the configuration of a data region using the data set fields, and then the selection of styling options. So it can very much fast track the production of a report. When working with data sources, users can select a shared data source from the report server, or they can create a report-specific data source. A comprehensive set of data sources are available. So note in Report Builder 3.0 the addition of Microsoft SQL Azure and Microsoft SQL Server Parallel Data Warehouse. The connection string and credentials used to connect must be configured also. So from a best practices point of view, shared data sources are considered a preferable approach, and pretty much that would say, let's define and publish the data source once to the server, and then those report authors using Report Builder 3.0 simply browse to and reference that shared data source. Do note that Report Builder 3.0 does not support the creation of shared data sources. Datasets represent a data retrieval command against a data source, and Report Builder 3.0 provides graphical query designers to write your queries. So for relational, whether it's SQL Server, SAP, Oracle, Teradata, there's a graphical designer to build up the query. For MDX, multidimensional querying, we have a graphical designer that supports querying analysis services cubes, among others. And there's also a graphical query designer that's been introduced in this release to support creating queries direct from SharePoint lists. Queries can be executed to preview the data. There's parameterization support that allows passing report parameter values into the queries. And for all other data sources, you can fall back to the generic query designer, which essentially is a big text box, and you then have to produce the query yourself or perhaps use another tool and copy and paste it. For data regions, there are three data regions that are supported: the table for fixed columns and dynamic rows, the matrix for dynamic columns and rows, and the list for freeform placement. Be aware, Reporting Services supports multiple data regions that can exist in one single report, and each data region binds to a single data set. The table and matrix can be configured using a wizard. Data visualizations, and this product is very rich for these, there are these six available to us here on the Insert Ribbon tab: chart, gauge, map, data bar, sparkline, and indicator, with the last four being recently introduced in the 2008 R2 release. So each also bind to data sets to deliver graphical representation of your data, and both the chart and the map data visualizations can be configured using a wizard. The additional report items available to us on the Insert Ribbon tab: text boxes are typically used for adding labels like a report title. Images are ideal for introducing logos. Subreports allow embedding other reports, and headers and footers are typically used to repeat the report title and or page numbers on each page. This topic of creating shared data sets, a new feature in 2008 R2, is the ability to define a data set and to publish it and allow it to be reused across multiple reports. So Report Builder 3.0 supports a second design mode whereby you can create a shared data set by connecting to a shared data source, defining the data set query, and then saving that back to the server. When creating your reports in Report Builder 3.0, you can introduce datasets by browsing to the shared datasets on the server. The final topic in this presentation, working with report parts, is the ability to take items within a report and publish them as separate items that are then themselves available for reuse in other reports. So report parts can be saved to the report server. They can consist of charts, gauges, images, maps, rectangles, parameters, and the tablex. On a report, there's the option to publish everything or to be selective about what parts will be published. The process involves using the Report Builder options first to set the target report folder where the parts will be published to. And then you select the report parts to publish. You can change their name to something that's easily identifiable or browsable. You can include a description that can be then picked up in searches, and then you can choose to override existing. It includes the ability to publish report-specific datasets also. Now, when it comes to consuming report parts, on the Insert Ribbon tab, we have this first button called Report Parts, and that will open up the Report Parts gallery that then allows you to go ahead and browse for published report parts and then introduce them into your report. You can achieve this by either double-clicking or dragging to introduce the report part into your report design. So an interesting feature of this is that when you add a report part, you're really copying a fragment of the report definition into your report, and the report author is free to modify the definition of that report part. Now, when they modify it, naturally it's out of sync with what's on the server. This could or may not be desirable. So the default behavior is that when you reopen that report in Report Builder 3.0, if it notices that your definition is different from the published report part on the server, you will be prompted to update and synchronize that definition, which you can dismiss if it's not applicable. You can also use the Check for Updates command on the Report Builder button to go ahead and explicitly request a synchronization to take place. That brings us to the end of this presentation. I include some resources here. Getting started with Report Builder 3.0 is a great resource to take you further on this topic. Thank you very much.